Blog Talk Radio.
Well, come on.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, on this blessed Sunday morning. Amen. December the 6th, 2015, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, amen, for tuning in, amen, to Early Morning Rhema with your host, Apostle Randy Dixon. Amen. I'm telling you, I am excited, amen, to be on the air this morning with you guys. Amen. I'm telling you, God is up to something real good in all of our lives. Amen. I tell you, amen, I'm just excited, amen, about what the Lord is doing. Amen. In our lives, amen. The scripture, amen, told me, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen, glory to God, amen. If I don't faint, amen, I'm going to receive, amen, a harvest, amen. Don't faint, amen, this morning, talking, amen, to somebody, amen. This is not the time to faint, amen. We must stand, amen, on solid ground, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. So we just give God praise, amen, for all things in His Son, Jesus. Now go to a word of prayer. Amen. I tell you, amen, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Before I do that, amen, how many know, amen, in His presence is where we want to be. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, amen, but I want to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You get so much out of the presence of God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, there is an awesome experience in the presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for what you're doing in our life. God, we thank you for waking us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we realize it wasn't our spouse. It wasn't our alarm clock, God, in the name. It wasn't our daily routine that we wake up at this time every morning, God. It was you that shook us. It was you that called our name in the spirit to wake up this morning, God. And we thank you right now, God, for waking us up, God, in the name of Jesus. That lets me know you have a plan for our life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to continue to help us, God, to get better in you each and every day, God, in the name of you. Help us to crucify this old flesh, God, in the name of you. God, we need your help to mortify, therefore, your members, our members which are upon this earth realm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And even as we decrease this morning, God, we ask you to increase in our life this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to touch all the sick and shut in this morning, God. God, we ask you to go to all hospitals, God, around this world, God, and touch right now, God, in the name, come of that family, God, that's in the ICU waiting room. God, we know that you are still a miracle working God, and we thank you right now, God, for being that God that works miracles, God, in the mighty name with Jesus. God, we ask you to touch all the bereavement family, God, this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise right now for it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just lift all our children up to you this morning, God, ask you to move on their behalf, God. God, we speak a spirit of obedience to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask you to stretch their attention span out this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we give you praise for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have your way this morning, God, in the mighty name. God, we ask you to touch the fivefold ministry this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, get no strength. God, get that apostle strength. Get that prophet strength. Get that prophetess strength, God. Get that evangelist strength right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, get a season of their life this morning, God. God, with their weak head by in the name of Jesus. But God, they need your strength. God, they've been going through a trial, and they need your strength this morning, God. I ask you to strengthen right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask you to move by your spirit. God, speak a fresh wind over their life this morning, God, that will bring them from their place of Lord upon God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, you say be instant in season, and I say, God, I speak a word of instant, God, in the name of Jesus over their life, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And I give you praise for it right now, God. Strengthen that man and woman, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I give you praise for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen, and amen, hallelujah, amen. I'm just so, amen, excited, amen, about this morning. I want to say good morning, amen, to you, amen. God bless you, amen. Yields my prayer, amen. Good morning, amen. Prophet the reason, God bless you, amen. Good morning, amen. Prophet Mary Jackson, amen. All the way, amen, from Whitehall, Alabama. God bless you, dear, amen. I'm telling you, God is up to something real good, amen. All of our lives, amen, this morning, amen. Truly, it is a blessing, amen, to be, amen, among the land of the living, amen. God bless you around this world, amen, that's listening to this broadcast, amen. Wherever you may be, amen, this morning or this evening, amen, or on tonight, amen, God bless you, amen, is my prayer, amen, this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. So we just give God praise, amen, for all things, amen. In his son, amen, Jesus' name, amen. Promise you not going to be before you long, amen. Just want to release, amen, what the Lord, amen, has dropped in my spirit, amen. And we are out the way, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, amen. God began to talk to me, amen, this morning, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. He dropped this word, amen, in my spirit, amen, this morning, hallelujah. And if you would, amen, grab your Bibles, amen. Amen, amen, or your phone, or amen, or your iPad, the laptop, amen, whatever you, amen, read your scripture from this morning, amen. If you don't have it, amen, how many know, amen, amen, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word, amen, of God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. This morning I want to, amen, come from Galatians, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, Galatians. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to start, amen, and Galatians, the 6th chapter, amen, this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Galatians, the 6th chapter. Amen. This morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. How many know? Amen. 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 The Lord God. Amen. He's all right this morning. Amen. And I just thank God. Amen. For being God all by himself. Amen. I'm telling somebody. Amen. That God. Amen. Is about to work. Amen. A miracle. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. The fact that you're going through this season, amen, of your life, amen, it's an indication to me, amen, glory to God, amen, that he's about to reveal, amen, himself to you, amen, in a way, amen, that you never seen him before, amen, glory to God, amen, you have been able, amen, to testify, amen, about the things of the past, amen, amen, you have been able, amen, to talk about, amen, when you was going through this, when he was going through that, and how God stepped in, amen. But now, amen, we're in a season, and it seems like, amen, all of us, amen, and what I like to call in brand new trials, amen, amen, brand new, amen, situations, amen, amen, amen. Some of us, amen, begin to go through things, amen. You ain't got to talk to me, amen, that we ain't never been through before, amen, in a day of our life, amen, which I call brand new trials, amen. So for brand new trials, there are brand new testimonies, amen. Y'all might have cried this morning, amen. But I thank God, amen, for the brand new trials, amen, which he's going to give us a brand new testimony, amen. Glory to God. The fact that we are going through, amen, in this season, amen, lets me know that the hand of God, amen, is strong upon our life, amen, like no for, amen. And I thank God for his hand. I thank God that he never moved his hand. That's for somebody, amen, this morning. Amen. God is about to release, not too many days neither, amen, a brand new song. David said in Psalms 40, amen, I waited patiently on the Lord. Hey, how y'all might call, amen, I waited patiently. Amen. Prophet Jackson, amen, he waited patiently on the Lord, who inclined unto him. Amen. So that was a period, amen, that David was going through, amen, a particular trial. Amen. And he had to wait until God, amen, glory to God, amen, moved on his behalf. Glory to God, amen, amen. It seemed like, amen, that God, amen, wouldn't go show up. It seemed like that he was going to keep going through the same thing over and over and over and over again. Psalm 41 said, I waited patiently on the Lord. Amen. And right now, amen, many of us, we need patience. Amen. Yes, I know we're going through. Amen. Yes, I know it don't feel good. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, I know. Amen. Amen. You want God, amen, to move like microwave popcorn. Amen. But the scripture says that he waited patiently on the Lord. Amen. God, give us patience to wait on you. God, yes, I know it looked like that we're going under God. God, I know that we beyond the due date, God, but give us patience to wait on you, because we know that you're going to incline unto us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. David, who brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of miry clay, and established my God, and put a new song in my mouth. A new song. A new song. Y'all might have cried. A new song represents a brand new testimony. Y'all might have cried this morning. And God is releasing a brand new song in all of our mouth. Amen. We are about to testify, amen, about some things that we never been able to testify about. Amen. Amen. Unto the glory of God. Amen. Amen. There are a lot of trials. Amen. This is not what I want to teach on this morning. Amen. But there are a lot of trials that we've been going through in this earth realm. There are things, amen, probably the reason that we have been going through that we ain't never been through before a day of our life. Never thought that we'll be able, or never thought that we would go through, amen, certain things. Amen. And I believe that David was in the same place as well. David ain't never thought that he would go through the situation that he was in. Hallelujah. David never thought that he would have been on the run for his life, hiding in caves. Y'all might have cried, amen, today. Amen. Feared, amen, that Saul was going to take his life. Even though he had a word spoken over his life as a child, that he would be king, that God has anointed him to be king over Israel. How many know when God spoke a word over your life concerning, amen, what you're going to be in him, amen, glory to God, the devil in hell, amen, cannot, amen, detour that word that God has spoken over your life. If God called you to be his apostle, his power, whatever, amen, that's a season of preparation that you have to go through first. Amen, glory to God. Amen, that was a season that David had to go. Amen, David wasn't king right then. He wasn't king the same day, but he had to go through a series of trials. Amen, he had to grow and develop. He had to mature, amen, into that thing. Amen, glory to God. Day by day, amen, he matured, he grew. God was raising him up for that position. Glory to God, because he wasn't ready when God anointed him. Yes, he was anointed, the oil flowed and what have you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Talking to somebody today. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But he had to grow and mature into that office, amen, as king, amen, of Israel. Amen. Glory to God. He had to go through a series of trials and testing. He had to go through trial and tribulation, amen, which made him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And even when David did get, amen, into that office, amen, David was a, amen, he wasn't, amen, a perfect man, amen, but David was a man after God. Oh, David loved the Lord, even in the midst of his imperfection. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. 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 David had a Holy Spirit on him. Amen. David loved women, y'all. Y'all might have cried, amen, on today. Glory to God. David, amen, he had a lust problem. Amen. Couldn't keep his hands off women. Amen. He couldn't keep his hands off other folks. Y'all might have cried this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And although David did what he did, amen, had Uriah, amen, killed, amen, slept with, amen, Bathsheba, amen, impregnated her, amen, the child died. To make a long story short, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word that God spoke over David's life. And out of everything that David went through, amen, in his life, amen, the hand of God, amen, was upon David, amen, for the good, amen. The difference between, amen, David and Saul, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, glory to God, amen, is that, amen, Saul, amen, he lied to God. Saul was very disobedient to God. But David cried out to God. That's the difference. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't care where you are in your life this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Begin to cry out to God in your way. In your own. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to do it my way. Amen. Or amen. Amen. But just get in that place and begin to cry out to God. Amen. In your spirit. God, I need you this morning. God, amen. If you don't do it, God, amen. For me, amen. Amen. It won't be done, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Just begin, amen, to cry out to God, amen, in your own way. God asks you to help me in my flesh, help me in my influence. God, you know where I'm weak at, God. Amen, amen. You don't have to call it out before everybody, amen, but you just tell God what specific area that you're weak in. Amen, God, I need you to help me, amen, with this particular area. God, help me, Lord. If you don't help me, I won't be helped, God. In the name of Jesus, Amen. And I tell you, amen, God is moving, amen, amen, by his spirit, amen, this morning. Didn't mean, amen, amen, but amen, but amen. God, amen, he knows. He knows this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Real quickly, amen. Amen. In Galatians, amen, the 6th chapter, amen. We'll start in verse 1, amen, real quickly, amen, this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It says, brethren, if you find a man, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, come. The question is this morning that I have for the body of Christ, where are my spiritual people at? Where are my spiritual people at? When a time, amen, that the body of Christ has gotten carnal. Y'all might have quiet this morning. When a time that the body of Christ, amen, has gotten so carnal till no one is discerning in this hour. No one is discerning in this hour. Y'all might have quiet this morning. When a time, amen, amen, that no one is discerning in this hour. And after the man overtaken in a fault, then people want to come up and say, well, you know, I knew he was dealing with that, or I knew this happened. Yeah, I already knew. You ain't know nothing. You ain't know nothing because you're not in a place, amen, that you're supposed to be in with God. It said, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Where are my spiritual people in? I know you're out there. And I command you to come forth in the name of Jesus. The body of Christ needs, amen, spiritual people. Glory to God. Amen. I know some folks say it don't take all that, but it take all of that plus some, as my mother would say. Plus some. It take all of that plus some. We need people, amen, that's in that place, amen, and God, amen, that's able, amen, to discern, amen, spirits, amen, that's able, amen, glory to God, to hear the matter, glory to God, and not judge at the same time. The Bible says, and Jesus said, and you shall be judged, judging, amen, meaning judging the situation, not the individual, because God is the only judge. You understand what I'm saying? Where are my spiritual people at this morning? Glory to God. I know you out there. Glory to God. Amen. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, amen, ye which are spiritual, amen, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And that's a problem that we're having, amen, today, probably, amen, that people are not considering themselves. They're not considering, amen, that they could be in the same situation, amen, that our brother and sister that was overtaken in a fall, amen, was in. That's why it's very important for us, amen, to be in that place of spirituality, amen, amen, glory to God, where we, amen, amen, when people come to us. Let me tell you how serious this thing is right here. We're in a time that people are going through so much. They are going through so much. I know what I'm talking about. They're going through so much that it's hard to trust anybody. Amen. To talk to about what you're dealing with. That's how serious this thing is. You know, glory to God, amen, amen. As soon as you reveal what you're going, you know, it's all on Facebook, it's on Twitter, amen, amen, amen. Somebody on their conference call talking about it, amen. They talking about it behind the walls, amen, they, amen. They talking about it, amen, in secret. But my Bible told me, amen, you which are spiritual, spiritual, restore such a one. In the spirit of me, it's my job, amen, my brother going through, amen, a tough time in his life, amen, maybe he has failed, amen, 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 to the glory of God, amen, maybe he was in his flesh and got himself caught up, and it's my job to put my arms around him, amen. I begin to teach on edification, amen, and to edify, amen, my brother, glory to God, amen, yes, to identify where he went wrong, amen, but how to rectify the situation, amen. How do we get from A to B, amen? How do we get from one place to another place, amen, amen? Glory to God, not to put my foot down on my brother, amen. Yeah, you failed, amen. Yeah, you did, amen. You need to do this now. Now, how do we get from that place, amen, of Lorabar, amen, glory to God, amen, onto Straight Avenue? That's what I'm talking about. It's my job to put my arms around my brother and restore such a one. In the spirit of meekness, when the Lord came to us, he came to us in a meek spirit. Yeah, remember when you was out there in the hit house? Yeah, I mean, yeah, remember when you was out there smoking crack? Remember you was out there, amen, on the avenue, amen. Remember, amen, glory to God, where you were. And how the Lord came to you in a meek place. Amen. Came, changed your life. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, remember you were drinking Coke 45. Remember that. Hallelujah. Amen. When you were drinking, amen, when you were smoking Cool 100, Bending Hedges. But how the Lord came down. Glory to God. See, sometimes we forget where we came from. Glory to God. Amen. We forget we was in a place in our life. Amen, amen, and we needed to be restored. But God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, where are my spiritual people at this morning? Ye, which are spiritual, you remain in that place. God will use your might. There are a lot of people that's going through, there are a lot of pastors, amen, glory to God, that's in need of your service, amen. There are a lot of apostles, amen, that's out there that is in need of your service. There are a lot of prophets out there, amen, that are in need, amen, of your service, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. These people, amen, are not perfect, glory to God. Amen. Amen. And yes, they have some failure in their life. Amen. But God goes send his spiritual people, amen, to restore, amen, the body, amen, of Christ. God is releasing a word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I prophesy, amen, that God is releasing a word of restoration, amen, through his spiritual people. Amen. Good to do. Amen. Through his apostles. Amen. Through his prophets. Amen. Amen. Those you, amen, God is releasing a word of restoration through you. Amen. Prophet and chat, God is releasing a word of restoration through you. Y'all might have quiet this morning. Amen. Glory to God. God is restoring, amen, the body, amen, of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. It say, amen, amen, considering thyself. Amen. It say, bear ye one another burdens. Amen. So fulfill the law of Christ. What would Jesus do? I remember the woman that was caught in adultery. Yes, she was guilty. But Jesus kneeled down. Amen. Y'all try to make me preach this morning. Amen. Glory to God. But Jesus, he kneeled down. Amen. Glory to God. And he wrote in the sand. Stood up. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. He said, he that without sin cast the first stone. Hallelujah. He told the woman to turn around. He said, woman, where art thou accused? I'm gonna cry this out, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. He told her, he said, listen, sweetheart. Amen. Go and sin no more. He said, go and don't do that thing again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Where are my spiritual? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceived him own self.
But let every man prove his own work, amen, and then shall, amen, he rejoice in himself alone, amen, and not of another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Just want to skip over, amen, glory to God, amen, to verse, amen, 10. Amen. He said, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Listen, don't be weary. I know you're tired in your flesh. I know you're tired. But the scriptures say, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap a harvest. If you faint not, this is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time to stand on your flat feet. And I command you to stand on your flat feet this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God praise, amen, for all things, amen, in his son Jesus' name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. I tell you, my time has expired, amen. I tell you, God, amen, do be known, amen, this morning. Hallelujah, amen. And we just give God praise, amen, for all things, amen, in his son, Jesus' name, amen. I pray that something was said, amen, this morning, amen, that really bless you, amen, this morning. I tell you, God is moving by his spirit, amen. Every Tuesday night, amen, glory to God, amen. I have a new, amen, segment, amen, amen, which is called, amen, Through the Bible with Apostle Randy Dixon, amen. And we will be going through the Bible, amen, every, amen, Tuesday night, amen, starting at 7:30, amen, amen, through the Bible. Amen. With your host, amen, Apostle Randy Dixon, amen. Every Tuesday, amen, night, amen, at 7:30, amen. If you're not able, amen, to join us, amen, you can always go back and listen to the archive, amen, blogtalkradio.com/ SSM radio, amen. It'll bring you up to the archive section. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I tell you, God is doing great and awesome thing, amen, in all of our lives this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. If you would like to be a blessing, amen, this morning, amen, you are able to, amen, to sow, amen, at paypal.com/ Soul Salvation Ministry. Amen. That's paypal.com/ Soul Salvation Ministry. Amen. For Lord, put, amen, thing on your heart. Amen. To give. Amen. If you're having trouble with it, amen, you can also give me a call. Amen. At 251-213-0476. Amen. And you can make, amen, a contribution there. Amen. 251-213-0476. Amen. I tell you, God, amen, is moving, amen, by his spirit. Amen. He said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap harvest if you faint. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that is the word, amen, of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, God is good, amen, and he's worthy, amen, to be praised. Amen. Well, that's all I have for this morning. Amen. Listen, join me, amen, every Tuesday night, amen, at 7:30, amen, Central Standard Time for Through the Bible radio broadcast with your host, Apostle Randy Dixon, and every other Sunday morning, amen, at 6 a.m. with Early Morning Rhema with your host, amen, Apostle Randy Dixon, amen. I will be on every other Sunday morning, amen, glory to God, amen, and every Tuesday night, amen, at 7:30, amen, Central Standard Time, amen. We just give God praise, amen, for all things in his son, Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, amen, for listening, amen, and you guys have a blessed day. God bless you, eels, my prayer.